Hey, it's Dan, and in this video I want to talk to you about goal setting for your marketing plans for the next 12 months. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan, so hope you're well today. So let's talk about your goal setting for your marketing plan for your business in the next 12 months. So what happens for most people and most companies and most owners is they're so busy trying to do everything that one of the really big things that they miss out on doing that gets them really good results is actually writing down what they want to achieve in the next 12 months. And it's not even just about writing it down, it's just about having time to think, maybe time to collaborate with other business owners or other people in business, just verbally talk about what is it that you want to achieve for your marketing in the next 12 months. Now, obviously, there are certain things that everybody wants on their marketing. So, for example, one of those things is they want more leads. Great. How many leads do you want? How much money are you prepared to pay per lead? So, for example, we've just been looking at the results on a marketing campaign we're doing for a client. He's getting leads coming in at £6.79. Now, for some people, £6.79 lead is amazing. And for other people who sells a £4 book, it's no good at all, okay? But this guy happens to sell product which makes thousands of pounds every single year. So when they take on a new client, yeah, it's £6 per lead, and it might take him 10 leads to close a person, £70, but then his actual return on that can be £3,000, £4,000, £5,000. So it's definitely worth doing. You know, one sale off that will fund his entire marketing campaign for the next 12 months. But as well as organising goals for what you want your leads to look like, how many leads, and so on, you also got to work out how much money can you allocate towards lead generation. Because this is the thing, marketing costs money. It's just one of those things. Yeah, sure, you can go live on YouTube and Facebook, and that stuff's really useful. And in fact, that stuff's really needed. But more than just going live on Facebook and YouTube, you're going to have to pay to play at some point in growing your business, because the reach that you've got is limited. You might have 4,000 people on your friends list. They already know what you do. If they were going to use you by now, they may have already used you. But 4,000 people on your friends list might not be enough. You might need a reach of 20 or 30,000 people because you want to get further with your business. Depends on the business, depends if it's repeat income. It could be just, you know, one-off purchases and so on. So you've got to get a pen and a piece of paper, and you've got to start writing down how much money can you afford to spend on lead generation. So is it £6.79 per lead? Is it £29 per lead? Is it 50 pence a click? And you can work these numbers backwards. So let's say, for example, you're a plumber and you know, your call out fee for a boiler is, I don't know what it is, £75. I don't pay that personally. I pay like £12. But let's assume you're a boiler man and it's, you know, £75 call out fee. Let's just pluck a figure out of the air. Great. How much money can you now spend on generating leads? It might be £20, okay? And bear in mind, we then have to work out as well what your value of your lifetime, of a customer lifetime actually is. So that person who gets a boiler fixed, at some point, you know, in the next 5 years, they might get a new boiler, in which case there's £1,000 profit on that. In which case, you know, that initial £20 of marketing spend, yeah, it gets you the £75 call out, but then in 2 years' time, it, you know, one in ten might get you an extra £1,000 revenue from a replacement boiler, for example. So all of these numbers are really, really important. And unfortunately, what we tend to find is that business owners are too short-sighted, but they're too eager on just what the upfront income actually is. They're not interested in lifetime value of a customer. And so what they end up doing is not marketing. And then 2 or 3 years down the line, when these lifetime value customers would come back and buy something else, they're not buying anything else because they didn't buy the thing in the first place because the plumber didn't do the marketing. And it's like this catch-22 situation for most businesses that, well, I need money to pay for the marketing, and I can't afford to do any marketing until I get some money. But then I can't get any money until I do some marketing, but then I can't do any marketing until I get some money. And I totally get that. So what you've got to do in those situations is you've got to start off slow, start off organically, posting on Facebook and social media and going live and that kind of thing. That's awesome. But then you have to allocate a proportion of income to marketing. Now look, it could be 10%, it could be 5%. Depends where you are and how busy you are. For some people, 10% is too high because they've already got too many customers coming through. And for some people, it's just not enough. If you're right at the very start of your business, you might need 20, 40, 50, 80% of your cost on marketing. It just depends. Depends on your margins, depends on what your product is, depends how easy it is to sell, all sorts of different things. But all of this starts with a pen, or a pencil is fine, and a piece of paper or a spreadsheet. Work out how much money you make off your initial customer, let's say it's £50, and then work out, you know, if you were to spend £20 to acquire £50 of business, is that worth it for you and your business? And remember that if it costs you £50, but you earn £50, that's not break even, because you've got to take into account the lifetime value of a customer. I know that doesn't help today, but if you'd have done this 2 years ago, you'd be getting the help that you needed now because of the work that you did 2 years ago. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Let me know if you've got any questions, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.